what is the legacy of Virat Kohli?
Amazing.
And that's all we have time for today. So,
for me, it has to be Test cricket. No doubt, he is one of the greatest white ball players to ever play the game. No doubt about it.
So, but how does the drop at the end affect that, though?
I don't think so, because if
I don't think so. It's one of the, we've never had a player as good as him have as big a drop as he's had for as
like
long as
like in white ball cricket, didn't happen like that, right?
I know, but you said Test cricket.
No, Test cricket. I'm not talking about the player. It's about the captaincy, about what he did to the team.
Okay, I'll give you that.
How he actually made Test cricket sexy in India. Because I don't
think... You make Test cricket sexy.
Sehwag did.
Sehwag did, but then it tapered off. Because it was like from 2011 to 2015. There was a boring era in between where India was kind of getting smashed all over the place. And we were giving ranked earners at home. Like the whole era was a little messed up in that period. And
so
then,
you think in 25 years' time, people are going to be talking about Virat Kohli, the Test player?
Virat Kohli, the Test captain, I would say.
Test captain.
Yes.
Where does he rank then?
As a Test captain?
So, Sachin, let's put Vaibhav in there for now, right? You know, we might have others in there as well. How high up the list is he going to be in 25 years' time? Are they going to talk about him more than Bumrah?
Definitely.
I agree.
Yes.
Agree? Maybe they shouldn't, but they will.
They will, and I'm not sure they should.
Ashwin and Jadeja?
I think in Test cricket, legacy-wise, it'll be very hard pill to swallow. Somebody, even for me, he might have a bigger legacy than even Sachin Tendulkar.
No.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you.
Because of the social media era.
Yeah.
Because it's
I think he's got a point.
Yeah, because Sachin was always a very private person and he was able to hit the stratosphere of the celebrity status pretty early. Mm. Then somehow, with the time social media boomed, he had his stuff by then, so he didn't care much. So do we see him being relevant today?
Do you think he was more famous at his peak than Sachin?
Virat?
Yeah.
Because of the social media, yes.
Yeah, I think
because
so
he
too.
Actually took cricket globally.
Yeah.
Because if Djokovic says that I know cricket just because of Virat, and even the Olympics.
I mean, yeah, the Olympics is one of the biggest things. Yes. I think his legacy might end up being the Olympics. Yes. I know that sounds weird because he'll never play in the Olympics. Yeah. But the Olympics kept looking at Virat Kohli's Instagram feed and being like, how can we not have this guy here? It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
So I think his impact is his fame more than his cricket.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. His captaincy, his fame, theatrics, like what he actually did to make cricket sexy is what is going to be his legacy. I'm not even talking about, like, I clearly remember there was this article by Mr. Guha in 2018 where he said he's one of the most well-articulated and the most intelligent Indian cricketer he has ever come across outside of Anil Kumble. That's what he said. Like, he just knows how to get his things done.
Yeah.
So that's what he is. Like, in last 10 years, in a very subtle manner, he has built a brand around himself in every aspect of the game. So his cricket is not even the relevant point here, I would say.
That's kind of what I think. I think that in 25 years' time, one day cricket, let's say one day cricket fades, because I think all three of us probably think
27 is the last, I'm very sure on that.
One way or another, in 25 years, I don't think it's going to be the third format by a distance if it still exists, right?
Okay.
That's his best format, right?
Yeah.
He is, you know, however you want to look at it, I think we had him in the top four ODI batters of all time, but you could easily make the claim for him to be number one in that. You cannot make a claim for him to be the number one test player. You cannot make a claim for him to be the number one T20 player. International T20s is a little bit different,
yes,
right? But you cannot for T20. And people are going to, in 25 years' time, IPLs are going to be more important. Right? And he hasn't dominated every single year of the IPL, right? Like, you know, there are other players who've done better than him during his career. So ultimately, I almost feel like his legacy is fame rather than anything else. So I don't know, is George Best an example of someone who's like more famous than perhaps the overall career arc that he had? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not similar kind of people, obviously.
So if I'm thinking of his legacy, I'm thinking differently from Joe Public, who may not be obsessed with cricket like I am. Right?
Obviously.
So, but I think what Kohli has done for the game chasing and fielding would be the two things that stand out to me.
Really? Chasing, professionalism in general.
Chasing ludicrously good, but the fitness and the athleticism and the actual fielding that he does has changed Indian cricket's fielding, right? Because back in the day when you know, Ganguly, Dravid, Tendulkar, very good fielder, Dravid, good catcher and all that, but they never bothered running after the ball in the field. You never saw them doing that. And if they were, the other team was racking up a score, it was hands in pockets and, you know, no one was prowling the outfield, were they? Kohli doesn't stand for that, right? You're fielding properly, all of you. And he sets the example with that. And he's still doing it now. He did a roly-poly stop with an absolute rocket the keeper the other day.
I would take it a step further that he's probably changed gym culture in India.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. He's probably changed fashion in India, facial hair in India. Like, you know, our man Chandan over here with his incredible jawline, he's got the Virat Kohli beard on. When I was a kid, if you're an Indian, you either had a really long, bushy beard or you had a mustache, right?
Yes.
And he's like that chiseled face and everything. You know,
and that's why I'm so chiseled.
Yeah.
One more thing that comes to mind is Harsha Bhogle in 2011 said about 2011 series said a very interesting thing. Like, difference between MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli. He said, like, MS had a clear plan, like, this is what Zahir Khan is going to do for me.
Yeah.
Once Zahir was injured on that first morning of Lords, he was done. He's given up. Like, he knew that it's 4-0 now.
Yeah.
Virat would not have changed the result of the series, but through the kind of personality he is, he would have at least won one test match in that series.
Well, even if he didn't win a test match, what he would have done is just kept going until it worked, right? There's a desperation in him. And I think that Dhoni will be remembered as a cricketer, right? And I think that Kohli remembered as a force of nature. Yes. And it's not that Dhoni's not a force of nature, right?
I think Kohli probably wants fame more than Dhoni does. I think that's fair.
I think Dhoni is the most pragmatic cricketer I've ever covered in my life. Owen Morgan is not far behind, but Dhoni is even well ahead of him. And I think that Dhoni comes into every game going, well, we'll probably win about 65% of these games, right? Or 80% if it's, you know, a format that we're better in. And I think Virat Kohli thinks every single moment has to be won.
Yes.
Right? And then on top of that is he thinks the camera is on him at all times and he plays up for the camera at all times. And he's right on both occasions.
There's a fair bit of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, definitely.
It's a real similarity.
I think, did he not sign with Nike because of Ronaldo?
Yeah, he's a big fan of Ronaldo.
Right.
Big fan of Ronaldo.
What Ronaldo did is he elongated his career by being ridiculously fit. And he made himself a better footballer by being able to run faster, jump higher, be stronger in the tackle and all that, by building up his body shape and increasing his... Everything biomechanically is strategically thought out to have the best career. Also, to be on the most posters and to be on the most adverts and to do all that, you know, when he does a social media post, he gets X million and all that sort of thing, right? Kohli's very well managed in that regard too. And I think he loves it. But what those guys have shown is that if you work really, really, really hard and you're good, you can stay at the top for a very long time.
Yes.
If you're willing to put the work in. Whereas somebody like Sehwag was probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
Probably not going to spend...
He wasn't going to make sacrifices, was he?
No, whereas Chris Gayle gymmed up and bench-pressed enough times and turned his body into something that was allowed him to dominate the game over a long period of time.
And even Chris Gayle had a period where he eased off and then realised and then came back.
Exactly.
Because he was like, oh, no, I need to do that work.
He also had a bit of a heart issue at one point. But anyway, My favourite players, my heroes, are the ones that don't bother with all that. You know, are the ones that just go, I happen to be amazing, and if we've got a big game, I'll turn up, and if not, I probably won't bother.
Yeah.
Whereas to be a role model and somebody that kids can look up to, I think Sachin did it in one way, in that he seemed to be no scandals, no nonsense. He didn't go that way at all, did he? No spiky character. He just seemed like a lovely man who was incredibly good at cricket and devoted his life to the game, right?
Yes.
And got mad respect from everybody for that and continues to do so to this day, right? Tendulkar. Kohli's arc, slightly more tabloid entertaining, the way he's gone about his career. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. He's not afraid to have an argument with someone if he thinks he's right and they're wrong, and he doesn't mind if it's public. Like, he's not that bothered. But he has got the thing you must respect is he has got every ounce out of his ability by trying really, really hard. And that is something that kids can look up to for sure.
And one more thing that he will add to the overall celebrity culture in India. Celebrities in India are not good entrepreneurs. Very few stories. Like Shah Rukh Khan from Bollywood is one guy who's maxed that out really well. Because as an entrepreneur, you have, especially in a country like India, you have to literally forget yourself. You have to be so well immersed in it that it's just practically not possible. Because as a celebrity, you have to have an aura about himself. You have to be very much invested in yourself, which doesn't go well with the entrepreneurial culture in India. But Shah Rukh has done it, and I'm very sure Kohli would also do that. So his arc would even extend beyond his cricketing career, because I'm very sure he's going to have a very strong entrepreneurial career also, because the kind of ethics he has, he gives you those vibes of a very serious entrepreneur who could actually transform his entire thing into his beautiful or elongated entrepreneurial journey also. So he would extend his brand further there by maybe doing what somebody in the US, these athletes have done.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Yeah, I think the fascinating thing is that I'm not sure we've ever had a cricketer who's been more famous ever than Virat Kohli.
No doubt about it.
But what does the next generation look back on? And so we've done 2 of these videos now. There's a couple more to come. But the reason I started with Stokes and I started with Kohli is, in 25 years' time, they're not automatically all-time great conversations in some ways, right? You can make an argument for both of them in different ways, but they're not. It's not like Sachin where there's no argument.
Yeah.
That's just it. Sachin and Warne, you know, McGrath, those sorts of guys, you know, that's just airtight. It's not airtight. And I wonder, like, and this is why I brought up someone like George Best. I'm trying to think of better people, but, you know, there's...
See, George Best and Kohli can't be compared because Best spent all his time off the field clowning around.
No, I get that. But what I mean is, I don't think now most people would think of George Best as the best footballer of that era or of the eras that he played in. And yet, there are players who are of a similar level to George Best, maybe even slightly better than him, who don't get any airtime. Some people stick and some people don't, right? So Herbert Sutcliffe is the best example of this, maybe in cricket, right?
Okay.
Poor guy happens to be probably maybe the second best batter that had ever existed. But at the other end, he's got Jack Hobbs, right? At first drop, he's got Wally Hammond, and the opposition's got Don Bradman.
Yeah. He's Scottie Pippen, isn't he?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't end up... Karl Malone might be the best one of this, right? Like, if Karl Malone played in any other era, he probably wins 4 championships and everyone talks about
it. He's called the mailman.
Yeah, he's got a good nickname. So I think these things happen in sport. And sometimes I think that Virat Kohli has absolutely defined the last 10 years. And it's going to be uncles and aunties telling people that for the next 30, 40 years as kids go, what are you talking about? Like, Sachin came before him, Vaibhav came after him, Jaiswal came after him, Gill came after him, Bumrah was playing at the same time, Dhoni was there at the same time. And we're still all going to be going, no, guys, you don't understand. Kohli was the dude.
Yes.
And I think that's the fascinating thing about all of this, right? Well, I just mentioned Indian players there. Steve Smith's been around, Williamson's been around. Like, it's a fascinating time for international cricket. That's where I find it, that we're going to have to spend the next 40 years explaining why we're still going on about this guy.
Yes, exactly. And I think he will have a significant legacy post-cricket also.
Yeah,
for sure.
The kind of personality he is.
He can do what he wants. But he's
if
also
he wants to be a podcaster, we have spots available at the moment.
That'd be really funny. He's got, I don't like the word. I think it's used too much, so I'll use it. Aura. He's what he's got, right? He's a force of nature, and he will be spoken about a lot more than us in the future.
One last thing. His Indian legacy is going to be fame, celebrity, entrepreneurial, is what you've said. Yeah?
Yes.
So Sachin will still be above him?
As a cricketer?
as a memory, people are going to talk about Sachin more than Virat in 40 years' time?
I don't think so, because of the generation, I said.
That's fascinating.
Social media.
World cricket.
Mm.
Yes.
Where do you think that works?
Yeah, I think he'll be some kind of LeBron type billionaire, probably.
Yeah, no, I get that. But do you think...
But in cricket, I think Sachin will be more fondly remembered.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think he gets into the worn...
He's not there.
Yeah, like Sachin Sobers level, does he?
He is in ODIs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't be, because it's maybe the first all-format guy, and we're talking
about all-time megastars.
And that's what I mean.
And we're only in that conversation, there can only be, by definition, a few people. He's not in that few, I don't think.
No.
Good at cricket, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rukshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.